While Claire and Sheila get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Fact Bag. We have upcycled a Schnucks grocery store bag and filled it with trivia questions. Jonathan and I do not know the answers to these. So I'm going to pick out one. Every question is written on an envelope. I'll read a question. Jonathan and I will discuss. Then I'll open up the envelope and find out the real answer. Here we go. First, Fact Bag.
Fact Bag Fact.
Budweiser is headquartered in St. Louis, and its icon is the Clydesdale horse. According to the company's standards, how much must a Clydesdale weigh to be eligible to become an official Budweiser Clydesdale?
Well, I don't think you should be judging horses in this way.
Yeah.
Making them feel bad. Imagine if you're a giant Clydesdale, but you're not big enough to be an official Budweiser Clydesdale.
Unless, is it big enough, or is it a certain size?
What if you're very large, but particularly hollow Clydesdale?
That's right.
Where do you fit in?
What if you've got a dad bod for a Clydesdale?
You know what, if you're, I'm working on it. I don't appreciate you. What's a horse weigh? 100 pounds.
Yeah, 100 pounds. 100, 150. I think there are...
How many of me would you say fit in a Clydesdale?
I would say 7 Coltons.
7 Coltons in a Clydesdale?
Yeah, 7 or 8 Coltons. I think they're about 1,000 pounds.
You're saying regular horses 1,000 pounds?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Yeah. And so a Clydesdale...
Clydesdale's another deuce?
A couple hundred? 300? All right, 1,300 pounds.
1,300 pounds, yeah.
And then what does Budweiser want from their Clydesdales? They want ones with a beer belly, right? They want ones that look like they've had some product.
It's okay.
1,500, how about that?
1,500
sounds. Okay, let's see what it says.
We don't know what we're talking about
We have no idea. Oh, interesting. Between 1,800 and 2,300 pounds. For context, the average horse weighs about 1,000 pounds. Yeah.
Got that right.
Other qualifications to become a Budweiser Clydesdale. They must be at least 6 feet tall and at least 4 years old. And also, quote, 4 white stockings, a blaze of white on the face, a black mane, and a black tail.
Seems like a lot of rules.
I feel very uncomfortable with all of that.
You're body shaming a bunch of horses.
Yeah, they're body shaming a bunch of horses. All right, here we go. St. Louis is where Lewis and Clark's expedition began. When Thomas Jefferson sent them out to scout the Louisiana Territory, he secretly hoped they'd bring back proof of the existence of what?
Single-payer health care.
A good guess.
They were going out into the woods. They wanted to find out what was there.
They're going to uncharted territory. So, like a monster, like, right? Like a Bigfoot? Was Bigfoot a myth? Or like Ogopogo or something?
What's Ogopogo?
Ogopogo is like the Loch Ness monster of the Okanagan in British Columbia.
I feel like Bigfoot is not a bad guess.
Bigfoot, really?
Yeah, you sure, think... Bigfoot.
All right, Bigfoot. A living mastodon. American mastodons went extinct about 10,000 years ago. Thomas Jefferson collected mastodon bones and would even lay them out on the White House floor.
Mr. President.
Ugh. Jefferson thought mastodons could still be alive. And wow, presidents have been crazy forever. Jefferson thought mastodons could still be alive and wanted to prove to Europe that America had big, majestic animals.
Take that, Europe.
Wow.
Maybe you'd like to say hello to my living mastodon.
Yeah, exactly. A 2014 study published in the journal Frontiers of Zoology revealed that dogs react to the Earth's magnetic field in what way? Can they smell magnets? No. Actually, I've smelled a magnet before. In my house, I lay out all my magnets. And then I smell each one. I bet my magnets are bigger than Europe's magnets. So, but what about...
Magnetic field. They lie down... That's why they circle. It's because they're trying to find the.
But you know what? That's a good idea. What if it is something about the direction? Like, what if?
No, I'm saying they lie down in the direction of a magnet of the Earth's magnetic field.
Yeah, right. That's perfect.
And they gotta spin around until they feel it.
Right. That's why they go round and round and round, and then eventually they get it.
That's my current
theory. And then if
you
follow the nose.
Nose is north.
True north.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Dogs tend to align their bodies along a north-south axis that lines up with the Earth's magnetic field.
All right.
Oh.
Oh.
When they're pooping.
Oh.
Researchers at the Czech University of Life Sciences in Prague observed 1,893 defecations.
Hell of a summer job.
To reach this conclusion. Okay. That's all the facts we have time for today.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Backbag.
Thanks, Backbag.